Sumantra, after a couple days, arrived back in Ayodhya. Ayodhya looked like a place of utter devastation. All he could hear was weeping and crying in all directions. People were not bathing. People were not cleaning their homes. He didn't see any leaves on the trees. All he saw was sadness. And when the people of Ayodhya saw Sumantra come back with an empty chariot, they were falling to the ground unconscious in such a pitiable state of separation from Sri Ram. He proceeded to the palace of Dasarath Maharaj. When Dasarath Maharaj, along with Kausalya and Sumitra, met with Sumantra, they asked, "Please tell us, what is the news of our children?" He said, "They have entered into the forest, walking through the groves of Dandakaranya, and they have sent me back to you." Hearing that, immediately Dasarath and Kausalya fell to the ground unconscious. They came again to consciousness. They were speechless. Then Kausalya said to Dasarath, "Why don't you ask him? Why don't you ask him their welfare? Why don't you ask him if they gave any messages? Why are you silent?" Dasarath inquired, "Please tell me, Sumantra, how are they sleeping? What are they eating? Did they send any messages to us?" Sumantra said, "Yes. As I was leaving on the chariot, Ram gave a message. On my behalf, touch the lotus feet of my mother and father and tell them that I am eager to return in just 14 years. And tell Bharat that he should not be partial to his mother. He should show special affection and protection to Dasarath and especially to my own bereaved mother, Kausalya." As far as Lakshman, as my chariot was pulling away, he was furious. He started shouting out in great anger, "What fault did Ram do? What crime did he commit that he deserves to be punished like this?" Dasarath, my so-called father, due to his attachment to this evil and sinful woman, he has lost all good sense, and he has banished Ram to the forest to sleep on the ground on leaves. Dasarath is not fit to be king. He is not fit to be my father. Ram is my brother. Ram is my master, and Ram is my real father. And Sita, when she saw the chariot about to depart, she could not speak anything. She was staring into the atmosphere. She looked confused as the chariot began to pull away. Tears burst from her beautiful lotus eyes uncontrollably. And as I looked back from my chariot, there I saw all three of them, Sita, Ram, and Lakshman, weeping incessant tears in separation from their beloved family and friends of Ayodhya. You ask what Ram is eating. He only drank water. And all the food he gave to your horses, O king. And they will not sleep on anything more luxurious than the dry fallen leaves from the trees. Upon hearing this, Dasarath and Kausalya again fell to the ground along with Sumitra. Kausalya, thinking of her beloved child living in such a condition along with Sita, she could not control her emotions. She shouted at Dasarath, "Oh, cruel-hearted one, what type of morality is this that you send these children to suffer in the forest? Is it that you want to murder all the citizens of Ayodhya just because of your attachment to this woman?" Dasarath Maharaj, in an ocean of grief, he appealed to Kausalya, "Please, you are my wife. I need your help at this moment of desperation. Do not increase my pain with your harsh words." Kausalya Mataji begged forgiveness. "Yes, please forgive me. I do not know what I am talking. I do not know what I am saying. I know that you are my husband, you are the king, and you are the very emblem of truthfulness and morality. But destiny is giving to us such difficult tests to pass through." After hearing the words of Sumantra, Dasarath Maharaj, as well as his queens, Sumitra and Kausalya, they could do nothing but cry throughout the night. Dasarath Maharaj was repeatedly condemning himself. "What a terrible and great mistake I have made." And then he told Kausalya a story about his past. He said, "Long ago, when I was the prince of Ayodhya, I was a young man. I was so very expert at the art of shooting my bow and arrow that just by hearing, without even seeing with my eyes, just by hearing, I could aim perfectly my arrow and hit the target. One time I was in the forest, and I heard a wild elephant drinking water from the river Sarayu. I released my arrow, but to my great shock, I heard the sound of a young boy crying out, 'Alas, alas, what have I done? Who has killed me?' I came running, and I saw an ascetic, a sadhu, who was laying with his matted hair covered with blood and my arrow in his chest. I fell at his feet and begged forgiveness. The child said that it is my destined time to die, no doubt, but my only regret is this, that my aged parents are very great Brahmin rishis. They are blind and helpless. I have come to this river to bring them some water. Who will care for them now? Please, please, O prince, this arrow is causing me too much pain. Pull it out of my chest." Dasarath said, "I knew if I pulled it out, he would immediately die. But I could not bear seeing him in such pain. So I pulled the arrow out of his chest. He lay down and his soul left his body. That time I brought the water pot back to the hermitage, where his aged and blind parents were waiting for him. When they heard me coming, they were so happy. "Oh, my son, you have returned." I had to explain to them, "I am not your son. Your son is dead. By accident, I have killed him." How they wept and how they cried. "Please, take us to our beloved son's body so that we can perform the last rites." With their hands, they touched their beloved son. The pain of their hearts was beyond their ability to tolerate. And they understood that there was no way that they could survive without him. They asked me to arrange a funeral pyre. I collected the wood, and they set the fire to their child. Then the father told me that if you would not have informed me honestly of the sin you would have committed, you would have immediately died. But out of compassion for you, to free you from the sin of killing an innocent Brahmin, I curse you that just as at this moment I am dying in the pain of separation from my beloved son, you will suffer and die in separation from your son. Then the mother and father entered into the flames of the boy, and they all attained the higher abodes. Dasarath said, "This is my destiny. I am meant to die in separation of Ram." All night long, he cried out the holy names of Ram, who is his life and soul. And then he fell unconscious. The queens, they also fell unconscious beside him. The next morning, the musicians came along with Vedic brahmins to sing sweet songs to wake up the king from his sleep. They sang, they chanted, the king's maidservants. They made so many gestures to wake the king, but he did not wake. They found the king. His soul had departed for Vaikuntha. When Kaushalya and Sumitra had seen their husband's dead body laying there before them, they fell to the ground in great agony. Even Kaikeyi, she was grieving. But Kaushalya and others, "Why are you grieving? You have killed him. You have murdered him. Are you happy now? This is your success." Vishishta Muni and the other Brahmins, they decided that one of the children of Dasarath have to perform the last rites. So they preserved his body in scented oils until Bharat would return. Meanwhile, calamity upon calamity, disaster upon disaster, was the situation in the hearts of all the residents of Ayodhya. When the news spread that Dasarath has died in separation of Ram, Vasishtha Muni sent some royal messengers to inform Bharat that Dasarath Maharaj wants you to return immediately. But please make sure you do not tell him any of the bad news. The messengers came, and Bharat, when he was woken up in the morning, he told the messengers that he had a horrible dream that night. In that dream, he saw his father, Dasarath, falling from a mountain. Then he saw that all the oceans, rivers, and lakes had gone dry, and the moon had fallen from the sky onto the earth, and that the whole world was filled with demons and rakshasas. Then he saw his father dressed in all black, with his body covered with red sandalwood, being carried in the southern direction on a chariot drawn by asses. This inauspicious dream, I calculated to mean that either my father or my brothers have died. Please bring me to Ayodhya immediately, as fast as possible. Bharat and Shatrughna bade farewell to their maternal grandfather and uncle, began the journey. On the way, Bharat's mind was just racing to see his father. He was thinking in his heart, I know what this message must be. This message must be that they are calling me to see the coronation of Ram as the prince who will be the next king of Ayodhya. When they came to the precincts of this holy dham, Bharat witnessed all types of inauspicious omens. He saw terrible constellations in the sky. Then he saw that the trees did not have a single leaf on it, although it was not that type of season. It appeared that every one of the trees was weeping their leaves onto the ground. And the sweet sounds of peacocks and cuckoos and chatak birds, they were not there. There were only the screaming of crows and vultures. The sky was dark. The homes were unswept and filthy, every house. The doors were just left wide open. And people were standing on the roads, motionless, crying, unbathed. Their clothes were soiled. He looked in the temples, and the deities were uncared for. The shops were not open. All he could hear was crying in all directions. Even the people did not come to greet him. He went to the palace of his mother, Kaikeyi. When he entered, she was very happy. She sprung up from her seat and said, "Oh, my son, you have returned. How are you? How is your health? Tell me about my father and my brother. What is the good news?" Bharat explained how everything was. He asked her, "I don't understand, mother. Where is my father? Whenever I come home, he's always the first one to greet me with a loving smile and an affectionate embrace. Tell me, where is my father?" Kaushalya said that your father has attained the abodes of the gods. Now the kingdom is yours. When he heard this, he began to cry. He cried, "My father is dead." that loving father who would caress me, who taught me so many things throughout my very life, who was my best well-wisher, friend and guide, he has left. And I am so unfortunate that I could not be here to offer last rites for him. How fortunate is Ram and Lakshman that they had the opportunity to perform the last rites for the great King Dasarath. Please tell me, from what disease did my father die? And where is Ram? Why has he not come here to greet me? Please announce to Ram that I am here. Kaikeyi then explained. Bharat asked her, what was the last message that my father spoke before he died? She replied, the last thing your father said was, O Ram, O Lakshman, O Sita, how aggrieved I am to be in separation from you. Happy will that soul be who sees you return to the city of Ayodhya. Bharat was completely confused. He asked, what does this mean? I don't understand. She said that your father died due to separation of Ram and Sita. He fulfilled a promise that he had made to me. And that promise was to install you, my beloved son, as the king of Ayodhya, the emperor of the world, and to banish Ram to the forest for 14 years. And due to attachment, Sita and Lakshman also joined him. Now, my son, the kingdom is yours. All of your desires will be fulfilled. Do not lament. The citizens of Ayodhya need a king. Perform your duties and rule the world. Bharat, he was simultaneously shocked, brokenhearted, and furious. He looked at his mother in rage. Oh, you cruel, heartless woman! What have you done? What is this madness? Do you actually have the insane mind to think that I would be satisfied that you murdered my father and you banished my brother who was my worshipable life and soul? You are Kalahakti. You have appeared like the goddess of universal destruction to destroy the entire dynasty of the Raghus. Oh, heartless, cruel woman. Does your heart not break? To see Kaushalya and Sumitra weeping in agony as their beloved children are banished to the forest for 14 years? Oh, merciless Rakshashi, does your heart not break into millions of pieces to see your beloved husband laying dead right beside you because of your cruel deeds and seeing the whole city of Ayodhya plunged in an ocean of suffering? You are not my mother. I reject you. You are a demon. You will go to hell for what you have done. And my mother, I will die. I will die before I allow your cruel dream to be fulfilled. I will not take the throne. I will go into the forest and I will accept the banishment of Ram. Kaikei was very surprised. She stood there, speechless, tears filling her eyes, as she saw Bharat faint. Then he got up, and all he could do was wail, wail, and wail, crying, crying, crying very, very loudly. Then he fainted again. Then he got up and started weeping. Hearing this great commotion, Maharaj Dasarath's ministers came running to see what was happening. There they found Bharat in his pitiable condition. First thing Bharat did is he said to the ministers, "Please, please know that I had nothing to do with the cruel conspiracy of my mother. This is the first I have heard about the murder of my father and the banishment of Ram." At that time, Kausalya heard the loud cries of Bharat. And as aggrieved as she was, she wanted to see that child who she loved like her own son. At the same time, Bharat wanted to go visit Kausalya. Bharat and Shatrughna, they went somehow or other as fast as they could, sometimes walking, sometimes falling in grief. They saw Kausalya coming toward them. When Kausalya saw Bharat and Shatrughna, she collapsed on the ground. They picked her up. Kausalya looked into the eyes of Bharat and spoke, "You may enjoy your kingdom now, O Bharat. You may enjoy the kingdom of the world now. Your mother was successful in her service to you. Now your father is dead, and my son and his good wife are banished to the forest. Be pleased to rule over Ayodhya. But I have one request. Please take me to the forest to be with my beloved son Ram. I cannot remain. That is the only benediction that I ask of you." When Bharat heard these words from Kausalya, his heart broke even more severely than it already was. He said, "Oh, Mother Kausalya, please know that I had nothing to do with this. In your heart of hearts, you know that I love Ram more than my very life. It was my heart's dream to serve him. It was my heart's dream to see him, the king of Ayodhya. My cruel and wicked mother has done this without any consultation. Please believe me. If you do not believe me, then I will have to take poison or jump in fire and take my life." Kausalya replied with tears in her eyes that, "Yes, Bharat, in my heart of hearts I know your love for Ram. Please be peaceful. I know your morality, your virtue, and your devotion." Vasishtha Muni then approached Bharat and told him it was time to perform the last rites for his father. Maharaj Dasarath was brought to the banks of the holy river Sarayu. There, very auspicious, fragrant wood was piled up to make a funeral pyre. In the worship room of his palace, there was a flame that, from the time of his birth, and even of his ancestors or forefathers, that flame was always lit. Bharat took that flame, and after offering prayers, to his father's deceased soul, he lit his body on fire.